night before Tisha B'Av, so we want to somehow have some mindset of how to get ready for Tisha B'Av. And the emes, it's a very hard thing, because the misabel on the churban is something that's very hard to relate to, especially that was never part of our lives. And to whatever degree we could do it, we try to do so. I'd like to focus on one idea, perhaps, that we could keep in mind for our own personal growth, and perhaps that could be something we could focus on Tisha B'Av, amongst other things that we could focus on during that day. Very often the Baal HaTurim, in his Perush, quotes from the Mesorah, has a list of words throughout Chumash and Nach which are similar, and then the Baal HaTurim will say a drash on these words. So I'll give you an example of something that the Baal HaTurim says. The pasuk in Eicha, you have the Gimel Mem Beis, so we say Nachnu Fashanu Marinu Atalo Salachta, that we sinned and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not forgiving. And the word Nachnu is a little bit of an odd word. Usually the word is Anachnu, not Nachnu. So the Baal HaTurim quotes from the Mesorah three times that he finds throughout Chumash and Nach where we have this form of the word. Instead of Anachnu, Nachnu. And he quotes the pasuk in Matos, Nachnu Navor Chalutzim Lifnei Hashem, where the B'nai God said, we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. On the first page, we're going to be Chalutzim Lifnei Hashem. And he quotes the pasuk in Miketz, on the second page, Kulanu B'nai Ish Echad Nachnu, that the brothers said to Yosef that we're all B'nai Ish Echad, we're all brothers. And these are the three Nachnus. The three Nachnus. And the Emes, there's a fourth one in Pashas B'Shalach, which other Sfarim point out on page 5 here, where Moshe and Aaron says, V'nachnu ma ki salinu aleinu. And the Sfarim point out, the Yismach Moshe, that it wasn't listed in by the Baal HaTurim because it was V'nachnu. And he was looking for specifically cases of Nachnu. And the Baal HaTurim writes on page 6 here, Gimel b'Mesora, Nachnu Navor Kulanu B'nai Ish Echad Nachnu, Nachnu Pashanu Umarinu. So then he puts it all together, and he says, what's the connection? He says, Nachnu Namar Lama, Ki Kulanu B'nai Ish Echad Nachnu. Vimlo Nachnu Pashanu Marinu. He says, in other words, the reason why we have a green light, so to speak, to go into Eretz Yisrael, is Nachnu Navar Chalutzim, is only if we have the attitude that Nachnu B'nai Ish Echad Nachnu, that we feel that we're Be'achtus, we're one unit together. And if not, then we don't have any claim to go into Eretz Yisrael, because Nachnu Pashanu Umarinu. And there Yisvarim point out that the idea is similar to what the Medrash says, David Shlomo Stein points out, and one of his Mamorim and others point out, that Chazal say that by the Dor HaFloga, that they were Ba'achtos, so even though they were not, they were far from perfect, but that was a Maila. Or the Yerushalmi, and the Medrash says that the Dor HaShaul, they were big tzaddikim, but they were spoke lashon hara on each other, so that they lost in the milchama. And Dor Shel Achav, Chazal say they were ovdei avodah zara, but they were b'sholem, so they were matzliach v'milchama. So that's what the Baal HaTurim, the Svarim, are pointing out. If it's nachnu b'nei ish echad nachnu, so then nachnu navor chalutzim. So then we have the green light to go in, because we're never going to be perfect. So at least we have that maila that we're B'nai Ish Echad Nachnu. But if not, then taka nachnu pashanu marinu, so then we blind poshim, and then we don't get a zchus knisa to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the idea of this idea of kulanu b'nei ish echad, of achdus, the Barabbeinu Bechaya points out that the lashon nachnu, the third line, is derech anava v'hashpola. That in other words, anachnu is more stolz. You know, we are who we are. Anachnu, anochi, stolz, shtickle, pride. We call it gaiva. Nachnu is more derech shiflus. And that's what the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, that since they were saying we're going to go chalutzim, which might give a mashmos of some type of gaiva, so they tempered it by using the lashon of nachnu. And I think these two ideas are together. In other words, the yisod of achdus can only come when individuals who are involved in the community have this midah of anivus. If everyone thinks that they're greater than the next one, so then no one cares about the next one, because I'm great and he's the nobody. So then, you know, why should I care about him? So the yisod of nachnu b'nei ish echad is the fact that nachnu is lashon anava, lashon hashvola. And I think there's a yisod, which you look here on page 25, is in the Geras HaRamban. The Geras HaRamban is a wonderful, now they made it into a sefer, it's one page. So the one page became a sefer, you write Perushim, you can write a whole, I tried to find to Xerox it, I saw an edition of the Geras HaRamban to get four lines, you had to Xerox six pages. Because there were only two words on a page, and then there was a whole perish. So that's what, but the local tefillah is called Pes Siddur, so you get it on one page, you get everything, and it's Kedai, as he writes in the end, you go through this once a week. So he writes here, every word, every line is Kedai, but he says here on the third arrow, V'chol odom yegodol mimcha be'inecha, that whenever you deal with a person, whenever somebody comes into your midst, so you should always view him as greater than you. In other words, don't look down at him. Look up at him. Im chochem ha'oshir hu, alecha l'chabdo. Im roshu, v'ata oshir ha'chochem imenu, chashon b'libcha, ki ata chayim imenu, v'hu zakai mimcha. Always think that maybe he's greater than me. Not in a way to depress yourself, but rather, and how does one do that? I mean, you have a person who's, say, you're very accomplished, and the next guy is nowhere near your accomplishment. So how are you gonna look up to him? How are you gonna say that he's greater than me? And I think the yisod is that we can never understand what goes into a human being. In other words, all the different nisyonos, all the different parts of his life, of what causes certain things. And who knows, even though you're klape this world, you're considered the more accomplished person and the brighter person and the richer person, but klape Shemaya, who sees things in a much more global perspective, maybe this other person, you know, like the Gemara says in Psachim, in the Olam HaEmes Elyon Lamata Tachtonim Lamala, that things that the way we see it in this world is not necessarily perspective of the truth. But maybe in the Klapei Shemaya, this person who's trying much harder, even though he doesn't have the ability or didn't have the opportunities, and Klapei Shemaya, he's on a higher level than the so-called accomplished person who has so many quote milas. So I think that is the yisod of what the Ramban. That is the yisod of what the Ramban is saying, that an individual has to feel that every individual is greater than him. Again, not to feel that that you're nothing, not to make yourself into a nothing, but in klape the ability to respect people and to care about people. And there, we get to that. So if we have that midah of nachdu, that we're shval ruach, so then we're nachdu b'nei ish echad, and then b'meila we get the green light to go into Eretz Yisrael of nachdu navor chalutzim. But what does this have to do with Eretz Yisrael? So this is a pasuk in Behar. The pasuk in Behar speaks about ribbis on page 9. And the pasuk says, Al tikach meito neshech v'tarbis v'yareisa malakecha chayachicha imach. You shouldn't take ribbis. And then the pasuk says, Ani Hashem malakecha v'sharteisi yitzchem eretz v'sroim yos lochem v'sharteis lochem v'sharteis kanan v'yos lochem v'elukim. So it's very nice. Keep ribbis because I'm the God who brought you into Eretz Yisrael. So the Maral, the famous Maral in the Sivas Olam, in the Siv Hatztaka, you'll take a look. The Maral writes, what's the connection? Ribbis is nowhere given the Chutz La'aretz. So what does Eretz Yisrael have to do? What does Eretz Yisrael have to do with ribbis? So he writes his famous Yisod. The concept of ribbis is Cheyachicha Imach. That ribbis is, person takes ribbis, he's basically saying, this guy, he's needy, and I'm going to take advantage of him, and I'm going to charge him ribbis. But if you have an attitude that he's my brother, and he's we're one unit, so you'll help him out and you won't charge him ribbis, because that's not what you do to a brother. Maybe you do that to a stranger, but you don't do that to a brother. So the Maral, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, says that when did Klal Yisrael get this midah that we're all b'nei yishecha nachdu? This is only when we went to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Darshan's under the kudos, Hadistaros Vashem Alokeinu, the whole sugya there in the beginning of the sixth parak, that we own the yisod of Klal Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh is only what? Once we went into Eretz Yisrael. You would think it happened already by Matan Torah, because I'll say Eretz Yisrael is what caused us to be B'nai Ish Echad. That's why we had the Arvus started in Eretz Yisrael. So B'meila, that we understand why we need this midah of B'nai Ish Echad Nachnu, at least the potential to be able to get a green light, to be able to nichnas to Eretz Yisrael and ultimately bring the Geula. And we know Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Kanan. And the famous Shalah says, Kanan is Lashon Hachna. Hachna, that the Shalah has this whole idea that why did we have to be in Mitzrayim, to be Avodim for so many years? That was Hachana to be Avdei Hashem. In other words, you have to learn to be a servitude. You have to learn to be Machniah yourself. So how do you learn to be Machniah yourself? So you were an Eved to Paro so many years, now you can be an Eved to Hashem. But I think we could say even more based on what we were saying, that machni yourself is not only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but machni yourself is to your fellow Jew as well. And that's the Reishis Chochma, one of the Sifrei Kabbalah, writes that one of the questions we're going to be asked, the Gemara in Shabbos tells you all the faher that we're going to get when we're in Shemayim, they're going to ask you this, they're going to ask you that. But in the Reishis Chochma, he has a couple of other things. One of the things they're going to ask when we get to Shemayim is Himlachta Recha Benachas Ruach. Did you treat your fellow Jew like a melech? Did you treat him like a melech or not? And this is the Yisod, that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Kanan from Lashon Hachno. And that's what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Anovim Yirshu Eretz. That only if you're an Anov can you be Yorish Eretz Yisrael. But why is this? Why? What's the whole Yisod? Because the whole Yisod in Golus, the Shem Yishmuel, you'll take a look, says, is the Pasuk in the Bechukosai, Perchavov, is Oz Yikana Levavam Ha'arel. See, the point of Golus is, we think we're big shots, we're Balei Gaiva, so we have to be humbled. So Hashem puts us into Golus, He gives us hard conditions, and now we can be humbled. But if the Shem Yishmuel says, but if we have the attitude that we're not Balei Gaiva, so Mamela, the Golus will end. Because we don't need that so-called lesson of Az Yikana Levavam Ha'arel, that we need to be Behachnah. And that, Rabosai, I think is the yisod of an idea that a person always has to have self-respect, and he has to be machshiv himself, and you know, think that he's capable and can do any, because if you don't think you believe in yourself, you're never going to accomplish. But you should always be machshiv the other person. should always be machshiv the other person. Lifts, of course, well, we didn't even discuss it. Aschidam, of course, everything falls into place once we understand this lesson. So I don't want to go over. So Rabotai, this is the yisod that on Tisha B'Av we say Nachnu Pashanu Marinu, that was we went out the Achdus. So then Hashem says, so you're not roy to go into Eretz Yisrael. Nachnu Pashanu Marinu. But as the pasuk says in Eicha here on page 21, he lo ino miglibo v'yoga b'nei ish, and the Targum explains that the people was chuche das, they were gaiva, and therefore they didn't learn their lesson, and they have to go into to golus. Ki lo ina belibo, arum beglal de lo anigvar yasnapshe, v'ades chuche belibe, and that's the yisod of golus. Is oz yikada levavam ha'arel, that whenever Hashem says that we're acting, we think we're great, and we look down upon people, Hashem has to put us in golus to teach us to straighten us out. That you know, we're great, but we shouldn't ever look down on another person. And Bez Hashem, if we follow this, the green light of Nachnu, as the Rabbeinu Bachai says, Lashon Anivus Vashpola, then we'll be able to fulfill Nachnu B'nei Ish Echa Nachnu, and then we'll get the green light of Nachnu Navar Chalutzim Lifnei Hashem B'Kibbutz Golios B'Bin HaBayis B'Meherav Yameinu.